Hello everyone, welcome back to the Oren Cohen Podcast. Today is day 20 of my 30-day challenge, where I am posting one podcast episode a day. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about five tips for better interviews. I started writing about my interview style and maybe some tips because I am planning to make some kind of product, maybe an online course, about interviewing from what I've learned so far in the last few years of doing this. And I noticed that on my Twitter, there were some people who asked questions about how to interview better. So in this little episode, I want to give you five tips that I learned make my interviews better. They might work for you, they might not. In any case, I just want to share them so you can experiment and see what works for you outside of all of these. We are all different, and for me and the energy I bring into interviews, these work perfectly, and I got a lot of good compliments from people that I interview so well. So without further ado, let's get right into the first one. So the first tip I have for you is to set expectations. When you start a call with your guest, you don't jump right into the topic of the conversation or the recording or whatever it is. I personally use Riverside. I used to use Zoom in the beginning. And what I would do is set the Zoom call to record automatically as we join. And that's bad. Like, you don't want to be... Think about the other side. You don't want to be a guest entering a call and figuring out that you are being recorded as you dropped into the video call. Don't do that. Set expectations with your guest before you actually start recording. Talk about what the call will cover. Talk about the boundaries that you have. Talk about their boundaries. If there is something that they don't want to talk about, what do you do next? You just skip. Is it live? Is it recorded? You need to be prepared to talk about all of the things and give a rough outline of where you want the conversation to go. And by doing this, you set your guest at ease that they will feel they know what to expect. And it's not just a big unknown that they just have to walk through and emerge on the other side. And another thing in the set expectations phase is to make sure that your guest is up for the interview. Sometimes we have a commitment and we don't really feel up for it, and we go through it because we feel it's like an obligation. But your interviews don't have to be an obligation for your guests. If a guest enters the conversation and feels like it's an obligation they must fulfill right now, then the interview will suffer for it. You will have a less good conversation that people would feel is not the best version of that guest that they could have gotten if you didn't identify that the guest is not feeling well or up for the interview. So keep those in mind and let us move on to number two. So the second point here, the second tip, is to always have pen and paper. This is so important. I've seen this work for me so many times. Whenever you have pen and paper, if you're on YouTube, you can see that I just raised my own pen and paper, and I'm doing a solo episode. It's not even an interview. But having a pen and paper is so important. It will make sure that whenever something in the conversation rises, and I call those golden nuggets, then you can write it down instead of lose it to the conversation. So many people will say something as part of answering your question that would leave you speechless. And you don't want to gloss over those moments in conversation because your audience won't gloss over those moments. And they would keep wondering, wait, but they said X and the interviewer did not even try to understand more about that. And it's so important that you follow through, not just because of your own curiosity about what the guest said, but because you are being the voice of the people. When someone listens to your conversation with a person they love, the interview is not about you. It's about facilitating their questions, their desires to understand more about your guest than it is about you. It's never about you in an interview. The spotlight is always on your guest. So don't miss those little moments and always have pen and paper ready and write down notes. And that way you can come back to the conversation. And I want to get back into and reiterate something I answered Chris, my friend, who is also doing this challenge with me, how you dig deeper into something without interrupting your guest. And one of the suggestions I gave on when I responded to that tweet or that post was that you could write down your question, and then when your guest finishes answering the question, you can take him back to that moment because you are the leader of the conversation. You are the interviewer. You could say something like, I want to take you back to what you said a few moments earlier and dig deeper into that. That's fine. That's okay. You are the leader. You are the interviewer. You can do that. It's allowed. And your audience will appreciate you when you dig deeper into those moments. Okay, so the third tip that I have here for you is to have a plan, but be open to explore. And that's a direct continuation to what I discussed earlier, which means that when you have a conversation with your guests, and you probably have a plan of what you want to ask, sometimes they will say something that interests you and you want to go down that road with them, but it's not on your plan. So what do? Sometimes that will make that if you have a tight schedule and you have a lot of questions to ask, for example, if you curated fan questions like I usually do for some interviews of TV shows, then you would probably have to miss out on some of those questions in favor of digging into a richer conversation. Have a plan. Know what you want to ask your guest, but if they take you down a road, be willing to explore a bit. And if it becomes a rabbit hole, sure, let's move back to the main conversation. But sometimes it will be so beneficial for you to dig deeper into a little rabbit hole with a guest, because not only does it feel like the audience gets to know the person a little bit more, it also fosters a relationship, a deeper relationship between both of you. So be willing to explore, but have a plan, and that will serve you well in your future interviews. Okay, the first tip that I have here for you is to respect your guest's time. I noticed a lot of the time it happens to me that I usually schedule an hour on my guest's calendar, and we usually go over that hour by maybe 15 minutes. And that's not even when I have fan questions. Sometimes it's just because the conversation is interesting and we want to continue. And whenever that happens, my go-to would be to be like, okay, I see, because I'm paying attention as I'm talking to my guest, I'm also paying attention to the clock, that there are 10 minutes before the conversation is supposed to end, and I free my guests to continue their day. And what I want to do is wait for the end of an answer from my guest and say, okay, before we continue, I want to respect your time, and I want to let you know that there's about 10 minutes before our time finishes. Are you able to keep going, or should I start wrapping this up? And that's something that you can say, and your editor or yourself, if you edit your videos or podcasts, you can remove that part of the conversation and stitch your conversation so that it appears that this little thing never happened. But in the moment, you need to respect your guest's time and ask them, okay, can you continue? I had one guest, which I really love, who said, I freed up 2 hours for this. And I'm like, okay, sure. And sometimes I did have a few 2-hour interviews, and those are very fun. Usually, though, after a 2-hour conversation, I need to crawl in bed and have a quiet moment. But it is very fun. Once you have that permission from your guest that you can continue, maybe they'll tell you, okay, I can have 30 minutes more. I need to finish in 15 minutes. Once you have that permission, you know how to plan ahead. But you need to be sure that in your time, you still respect your guests and ask them how they want to continue. And if they say, I have a hard stop, then you should probably sacrifice the things that you planned to do and start moving in the direction of ending the conversation. And you should consider that the fifth point that I'm going to talk about now still needs to happen, even if you're on a tight schedule. So let's go and talk about the fifth tip. Okay, the fifth tip is to end the recording before you end the call. And what that means is that sometimes a guest answers a question, and in the moment, as you're recording, they won't say much about it, but when asked after the conversation ends and the recording ends, they would say, I'm not really happy with the way I answered X. Can you cut that out? And that's something that you should dig for, because you want your guest to be 100% comfortable with the conversation you just had, because you're going to share it around, you're going to be presenting it, you want to tag them, and you want them to share it as well. If your guest is not 100% happy with the conversation they just had with you, they won't share it to their audience. What you want to do is end the conversation, end the recording the way you would normally end your interviews, and then tell your guest, okay, I'm stopping the recording. Now let's talk about what just happened. Are you happy with everything we just discussed? Is there anything you may want me to take out and redact or change? And they would say, if they're completely happy or they do have changes, they would say how they feel. And that moment, aside from being respectful to your guest, that moment is also a bonding moment for both of you, because now you have a moment to speak to your guest without recordings, without filters, and have a conversation. And recently I had an interview with one of my favorite creators on the web. We almost talked an entire hour outside of recording, and we said we would do this again soon, and I plan to invite this person again. But it was so fun to have that deep conversation, which is not an expectation to be shared around. It's just for me and the guest. So that's something that fosters friendships. And if you do this, outside of being respectful to your guest, you also enable an opportunity to form a friendship between you and the person you are interviewing. So let's recap. The five tips I have for you today is to set expectations, have pen and paper, have a plan but be open to explore, respect your guest's time, and end the recording before you end the call. I hope this helped you, and if you have any questions, let me know. If you want me to dive deeper into this topic, I also have a content creation focused newsletter where I publish a lot of advice. You can find that in the description of the episode. If you had any questions or feedback about this or other episodes, please feel free to comment below the episode if you're on YouTube, or maybe just send me an email if you're listening to this as a podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.